The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And finally you're waking up. 53102 for text, because I see the shout outs are now coming in, or you can send them to live.todayfm.com. Now, do you have a business idea? Do you need some help overcoming some difficulties in your business? Or are you just curious whether your business idea might fly? Or could you be a mentor and put your skills to work for some early stage companies? If the answer to any or all of these questions is a yes, then you need to talk to Peter Finnegan, who is director at the UCC Blackstone Launchpad. And Peter joins me in studio because, Peter, there's something going on in Croke Park today.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Conal. Small issue of a match between Cork and Waterford, which hopefully, as a Corkman, although representing UCC, which is obviously students and staff from across the region, we look forward, hopefully, to a Cork.
And your two little boys are going as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
cool.
Indeed. The first time in Croke Park.
Absolutely. Lovely. What a thrill for them.
Yes.
What is the UCC Blackstone Launchpad?
Okay, Conal, so Blackstone Launchpad at UCC is a cross-campus entrepreneurship initiative. We support and promote all forms of venture creation by UCC students, staff and alumni. So
you have to be connected in some fashion with UCC.
Yes.
But that could mean just brushing against the door.
Well, I suppose obviously we are flexible and we use common sense. We have a common sense approach. But I mean, obviously, with an alumni of 140,000 people, 20,000 students, 14,000 undergraduates, 4,000 postgraduates and 3,000 international students, we have a large cohort to work with. We're a small team, so it's made up of myself, my colleague Trish Gibbons, our manager, and also we employ student ambassadors. So we've some very high caliber individuals who, including Kira Judge and Emer Hickey, who you would have come across in the past, would have won the BT Young Scientist, the European Young Scientist and the Google Science Fair.
So, I love Cork people. You really do put the arm around each other and shout out for each other.
We're just nice, you know.
Tell me about Enterprise down at UCC. Is it endemic?
It's very well developed. I mean, obviously it's an ongoing process because it's iterative and you're always trying to improve. And so we have the Ignite Graduate Business Innovation Programme, which has been running since 2011. We have Gateway UCC, 25 business incubation units. In 2016, at the end of 2016, the Entrepreneurship Implementation Group was established by senior management in the university and under the chairmanship of Professor Joe Bogue in Cork University Business
School. There's another person you just shouted out for.
There you go, absolutely. So there's to coordinate all of the entrepreneurial activities that take place across the university, because as I said, there are four colleges, 20,000 students, nearly 3,000 staff. It is a very large place and there's an awful lot of things going on, and very much I think UCC, I think one of the other things is the launch of Cork University Business School in 2015 and the importance that we place on entrepreneurial education and entrepreneurship education is very important going forward. And
tell me about some of your successes.
Okay, well, I mean, I suppose we've worked with and we've registered over 2,000 students in our first year. So we opened in March of 2016. We've worked with a lot of students with different ideas. Very early stage, most of them. I mean, one of the things we're very happy to say is that we brought a couple of students to, one graduate and one student to the Forbes 30 Under 30 in Boston last year. So Marie Martin, one of our student ambassadors also. Marie set up her business when she was in transition year, MPM Safety Equipment, based in Dingle County, Kerry. And they've developed a product called the Safe Scrub Sprayer. And basically, it's used by farmers when they're spraying weed killer, which can actually be very dangerous, but they can do it now from inside the cab with this engineering, agri-engineering device that
Marie
has developed. So, I mean, there's a whole range of different students from across the campus. I think it's a really important point that you're actually immersing students who might not actually be, they might not be coming from a business discipline. And that's really important that they're getting exposure to the domains of entrepreneurship, of innovation and creativity for the first time, and enhancing their network, expanding their network, giving them an opportunity to actually meet with people that they mightn't otherwise have an opportunity to meet with during their time in university. And who knows what comes out of those new linkages.
But, and there is a but.
Yes, indeed.
You need some money.
Yes, yes, indeed. So we've been supported to date by University College Cork and the Blackstone Charitable Foundation, which is based in Washington, D.C. Blackstone have kindly given us support for a three-year period. And in February 2019, that funding will come to an end. So we're calling
and
out...
And that happens with all of the Blackstone funding.
So
that is just their model.
Just in terms of the model, how it has worked is Blackstone Launchpads operate across 17 universities in the US across seven US states. So Ireland is the very first country overseas.
And just as a matter of interest, how did you manage to snag them?
Well, it went up to the highest level of government. So the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny was involved in actually lobbying with Blackstone to bring them to Ireland. So NUI Galway, Trinity College Dublin and University College Cork were successful in attracting Blackstone launchpads and are operational in all three universities now, which is wonderful testament, I think, to the people on the ground here in Ireland and the confidence that Blackstone Charitable Foundation had in us actually bringing this to fruition.
But not if, but when your money runs out,
yes,
you need how much and what will you do with it?
We'll be looking for about €1 million to cover a 3 to 4 year period. So we'll hope to expand our team.
That's chunky.
It is. And I mean, having said that, I mean, you get a physical presence. So we operate the largest, I'm very proud to say, the largest Blackstone launchpad in the world, the facility that we have.
That's very good.
In the Creative Zone in the Boo Library in UCC, seating capacity of 100 people, standing capacity of 180, a completely bespoke facility. So it's very popular with students. So you actually get a physical presence in terms of branding on the campus. Obviously, from a recruitment perspective, any companies interested in recruiting third level graduates, you have a physical presence on the campus. Opportunities to engage with us, run joint events with us. We've been very lucky to date in that Bank of Ireland have given us a huge amount of support. So with our Business Idea Generation Challenge we ran last March, we're running another one, which is for students from across the campus. And they've been hugely supportive and we look forward to continuing working with them going forward. But yes, the opportunity exists there. So if there are any philanthropists or institutions or high net worth individuals, we'd be delighted to talk to them. Our website is launchpad.ucc.ie.
And as I mentioned there, Cork people do back Cork people. So maybe there's a Cork person with wealth would love to have his or her name.
Well, it was known as the city of the merchant princes for a long
time.
So hopefully some members in Cork Chamber of Commerce in the region would be very interested in supporting us. But I think it's a fabulous opportunity and it's wonderful to be, it's such an important dimension, I think, to add to people's careers now. And actually, you know, it helps differentiate students from other students, from their peers, because it gives them skills and I think confidence to actually go out there into the world and maybe sow the seed to establish a venture in the early stages of their career or while they're in university. We would argue it's a great time to set up a company because
fantastic, yeah.
Students are multitaskers and they have great energy. And
how naive are they?
Well, I suppose there is a certain level of greenness to a degree, but that's great because I think most students are coachable and they learn very quickly. They're very bright kids and hugely ambitious. I mean, they're inspirational. I mean, some of the students that we work with really are inspirational. I mean, we've got, we're working with a project in the area of the medical device arena called Magna Hands. We've supported also some alumni projects, so a project called Center Stage with Center without the E, centerstage.com, also Tapstack without the C. So some fabulous projects which we who are doing incredible work and, you know, very early stage businesses who need our support. So if anybody's interested in having a look at those websites, censorstage.com or Tapstack without the C, definitely worth downloading those applications. And
but they'll find you on
launchpad.ucc.ie, yeah. And we're physically based in the Creative Zone on the ground floor of the Boole Library. So open door policy.
And the photograph you showed me, it looks gorgeous.
It is a nice place, Conal. So maybe as we said,
Hogwarts.
Exactly. UCC is associated with Hogwarts, so it's a beautiful campus and we're very proud to be there.
Good. Well, anybody will find you at
launchpad.ucc.ie or come in and talk to us, drop by our office in the Creative Zone of the Boole Library.
And that is Peter Finnegan. They will find you on the Google machine as well if they're looking for you.
Absolutely.
So I found you no problem at all.
Okay.
And just a quick shout out now for Joe Donnelly because he is Neil Delamere today and he tells me that he's got a whole heap of great things coming up on his show, which comes up after the Sunday Business Show. And the one I want to hear about is Run P. R-U-N-P-E-E, an app that tells you when it's the best time to go to the loo if you're watching a movie. It also tells you if there are any funny outtakes when the credits are running. So that sounds like a clever idea, and Joe has downloaded it and he knows when to go for his pee. We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking to not one, but two winners of $100,000 each at a Dubai event. More after this break.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.